Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Jim Carey-Connell.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone in the house ever slept in their car? Yeah? How long for? A day? Week? Months? Yeah. The gear stick is a bit problematic on occasions. But, I've been close to the hedge on many an occasion, many a night, and my old car has saved me from that hedge. This first piece is called I Sleep in Cars. Had a phone message from my sister and my sister's sister me. She says, pull yourself together, man, you're an embarrassment to the family. So I bailed my sister back, said, wash your mouth out, girl. There's more than one way to live a life in this same old world. There's plenty of people parked in gutters, they're groping for the stars. Me, I'm a sucker for a lay-by, because I sleep in cars. So then I bailed my mother, and she thought I was gone, because I stepped out some time ago and I said I wouldn't be long. 2 decades later, and I'd found out to my cost, you don't never get yourself found if you never get lost. She said she didn't know what to think, and she was always seeing stars, so I said I'd call in on my way home to the multi-story, where I sleep in cars. So then I bailed my uncle, and he's fond of the sauce. He has 2 every lunchtime, and 12 in due course. He said, ah, live your life out, son, and don't get boxed in. And then he went all quiet on me as he cracked another tin. My uncle lives in La La Land and he's always seeing stars, but for me that wouldn't work out so well because I sleep in cars. Home, it's where I made a home. You gotta make it where you can. Home, I once had a home. It was a home from which I ran. So then I bailed my brother and he sounded all stressed, but he still made time to let me know who he thought had turned out best. He covered the receiver, but I heard him yell with a screech, what give me the shivers? Buy, sell, buy, sell. He lives in fancy gutters, but he don't never see the stars. Me, I prefer lay-bys, because I sleep in cars. And then I bailed my cousin and he said I was late, but as far as I was concerned, we'd never even set a date. But he's light years ahead, what with his Asperger's syndrome. And he asks me would I drive him the 3.452 miles home. He told me I was one of over 100 trillion stars. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm just a guy who sleeps in cars. Home, it's where I made my home. You gotta make it where you can. Home, I once had a home. Home from which I ran. So then I bailed my dada, but my dada is dead. I love my dada, but not the life that he led. I talk to my dada as if he was here. He asks me for a tenner and then he suddenly disappears. He ran aground on rocks because he could never read the stars. And that's why I've got me a sat nav and why I sleep in cars. This one's called The Revolution Didn't Happen Yet. The revolution didn't happen, not like they said it might. Some said it had happened, but nothing much happens when stooges stage a fight. The revolution could have happened for all anybody cared. Plenty folks got excited, but not a lot changed in there. And when it had all blown over and the fashion moved along, some said the revolution had happened, but they happened to be wrong. Oh, the revolution was rumored and rumors abound. I searched hard for revolution, but there was no revolution to be found. The walls are a different color, but the walls are still in place. There's been some minor cosmetic surgery to the same old face. But when it had all blown over and the fashion moved along, some said the revolution had happened, but they happened to be wrong. Or some people bought the t-shirt, a film crew caught a duck, an MC spat a hard 16 which caused a little shock. A cheeky chap put a stencil up on an early morning wall. Most people turned the telly on to watch nothing happening at all. And when it had all blown over and the fashion moved along, some said the revolution had happened, but they happened to be wrong. Nah, the revolution didn't happen, not like they said it might. They fooled a whole fumble of folks when they faked it last night. Some people got richer, same people call the shots. Most folks drew the short straw when the same folks rigged the lots. And when it had all blown over and the dry ice was gone, you could tell if you looked closer, nothing much had just gone on. Oh, a revolution in detergent and underwear design. A radically different perfume hits the market just in time. There's an incredible new boy band with a revolutionary new sound. And Che Guevara's selling ice cream, now he's safely in the ground. But when it had all blown over and the dry ice was gone, you could tell if you looked closer, nothing much had been allowed to go on. So that library full of weighty tomes and iconic photographs, if you're calling that your revolution, then you're revolting just for laughs. So once more onto the breach, dear friends, for a race that's yet to run, park your disappointments in the name of a revolution yet to come. For when it's all blown over and the fashion's moved along, if you got told the revolution weren't never gonna happen, then you got told wrong. Thank you. As you might have guessed, that one was called The Revolution Didn't Happen Yet. This next one's called Cutters to the Wire. You can't choose your family, they say. You can only change your name. So when the devil became my in-law that day, an outlaw I became. I couldn't get me to the goose, though the goose was on the common. But I couldn't get me to the common, though I were hungry, something rotten. For the common had been sold to a big investment bank. And now I've neither goose nor common, and I don't know who to thank. So lend your ear a little closer, for I've something to pass on my son. Remember to seize the day that's here right now, for tomorrow is promised to no one. And when the preacher in the pulpit proved himself just a painted saint, I slipped out of the door of the church in search of ones that ain't. For was there ever a law not so fashioned by the context of its making that there never came a ration time for its righteous breaking? So I took cutters to the wire, and I worked the locked gates loose, and I set foot upon the forbidden grass, and I had a little dance with the goose. So lend your ear a little closer now, for I've something to pass on my son. Remember to seize the day that's here right now, because tomorrow is promised to no one. Thank you. This is my last one for tonight, and it's called Hang Up. Did you see that bird fly past? The intent in its eye? Will you look at that crazy cloud formation in that deep sea sky? Did you check the size of the moon last Monday? Has it ever been so round? Did you hear the thunder rumble Sunday? Feel the trembling of the ground? Did you smell the roses, the coffee, and the grass? Because there are moments to be lived out there, moments whizzing past. And I invite you to feel these crisp sheets, smell the air-fresh linen, and why not take an hour off, and we'll make that the beginning. We could stand under waterfalls, flush a cobweb thought, gently snip the nylon cords of the nets in which we're caught. So allow me, draw wide the curtain. Wind the windows down, stop 1 minute, ears ablaze, can you hear a hidden sound? That's the pause you have to make before your world sprouts shoots, when some of a thousand flitting thoughts finally take roots. That's the wrench you have to prize to finally get away. Habits may last a lifetime if they fill just one more day. So I can see you want connection, to not be so alone, but you'll get a far better connection if you stop fiddling with that phone. Thank you. Thank you, my name is Jim Carey-Connell, and you've been a sea of listening ears. Thank you very much.